Rogers. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Elizabeth Keene, who's joining us right now from Victory Service Dogs. She's the marketing director for Victory Service Dogs. And Elizabeth, we've talked to you before, and it is such a pleasure to have you on to talk about some great news that's coming up on Monday. I would imagine you're extremely excited.
Yes, Dan. Thank you so much for having us. We are absolutely thrilled. So we are going to be at Huberger Subaru on Monday, April 11th at 1 p.m., and they are doing a check presentation for us. And we're extra excited because this is the second year in a row that Huberger has chosen to work with us. We were their chosen charity for their Share the Love annual event. And so last year, they raised over $56,000 for our organization. So we are beyond grateful and excited for Monday.
That is amazing. So you're going to be receiving that check coming up on Monday at 1 p.m. at Huberger Subaru at Motor City. Talk about the meaning of this money. What does this money do for Victory Service Dogs and helping veterans in our area?
So every single penny that we get goes to providing free service dog training for our local disabled veterans and first responders. And we've estimated the cost for our organization to be about $10,000 per team per year. So that's how much it costs our organization to provide this service for our veterans and first responders. And so with over $50,000 worth coming in from Subaru, that is going to cover the training for five of our veteran and first responder service dog teams training. So that is such a massive amount, especially because a service dog can change the life of an individual. So if you think about five of our clients getting the chance to maybe change their life entirely, that's what Huberger did for us. That's what the local community did by coming alongside and supporting us last year.
What was your initial reaction when you found out you're getting over $50,000 from such a great business like Huberger?
We were honestly so surprised. It's been a rough couple of years for everybody, but I know the car industry has really suffered because of supply, you know, and production issues. So we really didn't know what to expect. We were like, well, whatever we get is going to be a huge benefit. And we were definitely thinking closer to the $20,000 mark. But Huberger's team advocated so well for us with every single one of their clients. And they even hosted us over November and December. And we were able to hold training classes in the dealership during those couple of months. And so they were helping us get our name out there and share our mission. And honestly, that made all of the difference. But we were absolutely still blown away.
You know, it's amazing because Huberger is like one of the top Subaru dealers in not only just in Colorado, but also the nation. So that, I mean, that goes to without saying that a company like that recognizes the need here for Victory Service Dogs.
They do. And honestly, they have a lot of veterans on their staff. And so I think our mission really resonated with a lot of their team, and they just have such good people who care about our community. And I think Colorado Springs as a whole is really good at recognizing the needs that we have and supporting each other. And so the fact that Huberger, like you said, is successful as a dealership as they are in their own right, to come alongside a still a growing organization like ours, was enormous. They put so much faith in us, and they have backed us for 2 years running now, and it has made such a world of difference.
Share the Love. That's such a great title for this, because you are sharing the love literally. When you have these training sessions inside like the dealership itself, you provide a lot of opportunities for the clients and their dogs to work kind of more in a public setting, right? So it must be awesome when these dogs overcome fears and the owners overcome these fears of teaching their dog to remain calm in like social situations, right?
Yes, it's massively important. I mean, a lot of our clients would tell you that being in a social setting or a public setting anyways is really stressful or anxiety inducing or even panic attack inducing. And so having the opportunity to work with the client and their dog at the same time and kind of push through maybe some of those triggers in a safe way. I mean, we do small classes so that we can focus on each person and help them work through maybe the difficulty of being out in public. But it's for that long-term goal, right? Where the dog is like, I've got you, I'm here. I am essentially your battle buddy. Now that you're back in civilian life, I've got your back and we can do this together.
Well, good luck with the check presentation coming up on Monday, April 11th at 1 o'clock at Hugh Berger. It should be a fun, exciting time. Elizabeth, you're welcome on any time you want. Anything you have to spread, you just let us know. Spreading the news about Victory Service Dogs. We would love to have you back on as much as you want.
We appreciate you guys so much.